There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk
Radio Countdown. Seahawks, you know, went out next Sunday against the Rams, and they're going to be home. You know, it's going to be real tough to pick against them at CenturyLink, as we all know. But, yeah, that being said, I think you would probably give the Cowboys a chance. I mean, they won there once. They it's not going to be a new environment to them. They're not going to be cowed by it. And you know, I don't think the Seahawks have a big, you know, an explosive enough offense on most weeks. You know, last night would certainly defy this statement. But on most weeks, you know, they're not going to light you up with 40 points like Aaron Rodgers, which is obviously the best way to attack that Dallas defense. But the Cowboys did such a good job of protecting that defense by keeping it off the field, controlling the clock, that I think that's an okay matchup if it's Dallas at Seattle for the NFC Championship.
Give peace a chance. Give Dallas a chance. That's a sports writer for USA Today named Nate Davis with his picks as a guest on one of the sports talk radio programs for the NFC Championship game as the NFL heads toward the postseason. Didn't it seem like 4 or 5 minutes ago the season began, or we were talking about the teams assembling in July? Pretty amazing that we're already at the end of that season. So sports talk radio, generally speaking, is where we begin the talk radio countdown show. At number 10, there are some focused conversations about coaching changes as the end of the season comes around, and this one does well, the other one doesn't, you know that story. So anyway, that's how we get started for this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, the number 10 item, the Sports Talk Radio World. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday the 26th, 2014. All the stories, all the people that are in the news, and thus news talk, talking about what's in the news. Reviewing the top 10 talk topics, as a matter of fact. Folks at Talkers Magazine worked at it this week like they always do. We're doing this for the 51st time this year. We'll do one more of these. No, actually we won't. This is the 52nd time this year, because this is the end of the line, as it were, for our overview. So the monitoring of talk radio programs and hosts and stations around the country will continue next year as we focus in, so that you have a list, kind of like the music stations with their top 10, top 20, top 40, that sort of thing. That's what this is for talk radio. So we count down from number 10 to number 1 every week at this time. We started at number 10, therefore we move to
number 9, the death of Joe Cocker.
Talk host Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray Elmer talking about the passing of Mr. Cocker. Had lung cancer, was a big smoker, and did him in. He was only 70 years of age.
Joe Cocker, one of the great voices of our time, dead at the age of 70 of lung cancer, apparently died in his home up in Colorado. Let's put it this way. Joe Cocker had the magic of a voice that could not be mistaken for anybody else's voice. And, you know, if I sang, mine wouldn't be mistaken for anybody else's voice either. But that wouldn't be a good thing in my case. I mean, there are a handful of people who are so instantly recognizable, like Ray Charles, who was a tremendous influence on Joe Cocker. And Joe Cocker listened to those Ray Charles records over and over and over again, and then he put his own thing on it. Like most people who have a vision, they start out as an impersonator, basically, of their hero, and then the greats take it and go another way. Like Sinatra, when he was a kid, was walking around with a pipe because Bing Crosby did.
Aww.
But then he took that and then made it his thing. And that's what great people, great performers do. And Joe Cocker was a great performer. He was the real deal. And it's such a great story, really, because he's this guy in Northern England who's listening to American music, taking the blues and jazz riffs and merging it with rock and roll on the other side of the planet, taking an African-American performer, Ray Charles, and then reinterpreting his thing and then bringing it back to America and then cross-influencing. It's just an amazing story.
Number eight
item this week on the Talk Radio Review, the situation with our economy and how good the news seems to be turning in our direction. Here's Wall Street Journal economist Stephen Moore talking to Talk Host Bruce Wolf. They discuss the latest report on gross domestic product and what's behind our growth.
Let me just start with the report itself that we got on sure. GDP yesterday, which was a blockbuster. You know, it was the finally, we had some good news on the economy. And this is about the kind of... this is being launched by what we've talked about for so many weeks on the show, the oil and gas revolution. The shale oil and gas revolution has just lifted this economy to a higher plateau. And these lower gas prices and the lower oil prices for producers and consumers are a massive stimulus. So these wacko greens, no fracking and, you know, no more drilling and so
New
on.
New York State, no fracking.
Exactly. Right. Cuomo says no fracking. I mean, this is... economically imbecilic to say we shouldn't be doing this. We should be going full speed ahead. And this means, you know, we're going to see a big renaissance, I think, in manufacturing and transportation and our high-tech sectors. So I'm very bullish on the U.S. right now. And we're going to see, I think, you know, we've lifted from 2% growth to 3 to 3.5%. And I think that's very sustainable. We're the only country, by the way, we're the only country in the world that's actually growing right now. You know, the rest, it's amazing we're growing so fast when Europe's a disaster. China's slowing down. Japan's in recession. God bless America.
Yeah. But how about, is this a lot just a make good for, you know, what's been going on for the last several years? We still got some catching up.
Oh, no question about it. And that's another theme we've talked about. It's so true that, you know, we've been subpar growth for 6 years now. And, you know, the American workers have not had a pay raise for 8 years. So, yeah, you're exactly right. This is just a little bit of a catch up. We need 6, 9, 12, 18 months. Of this to catch up with where we should be. But my point is, I'm just bullish on the U.S. economy.
So the one question, the 800-pound gorilla, is this sort of thing, as it gets bigger and better, does it contribute, this question one, does it contribute to inflation? Question two is, if all this stuff is recognized as so good for the economy, why wouldn't the people who are in charge think that the pipeline was a good thing and just have that happen, whether it's Canada that benefits or some of our other better than some of our other industries benefit from it. It's better than trucking the environmental. If these people are true to their thinking environmentally, it's a lot cheaper and better, and there's less strain on the environment to pipe this stuff down than it is to put it on rail cars and have all of that fossil fuel used to drive the locomotives to haul the oil around. Food for thought. 14 past the hour, you're listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the blood, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little
rainbow sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up, and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served winter lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from St. Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the winter lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, St. Adams.
St. Adams, winter lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
So much has changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with Geico, we always had good car insurance.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Number seven, as we continue our overview of the hot hits in talk radio for this past week, the situation with North Korea and their internet. There's a chuckle here. Host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talked to correspondent Larry Maggot about the internet outrage. Well, there was outrage in North Korea by the North Koreans, but it was a 9-hour outage, and here's the conversation and the story.
We're talking about North Korea's power outage, internet outage.
Even though the internet's been turned back on, so to speak, the very few North Koreans ever had access to it to begin with. Only, as far as I know, the elite government folks can get access to the real internet. Folks in North Korea can get access to an intranet, which I'm told has a really exciting cooking website, which is great to know. But this is a country that's been isolated. But, you know, the fact that it went down for 9 hours is very interesting, right? 2 days after our president said that we would take some action in response to the our government's charge that North Korea was behind the Sony hack.
And, Larry, have you heard any kind of response yet from Korea? Because I have not seen anything at all.
I mean, no, I have not. I've seen stuff coming out of China, right, saying that the Chinese say that they didn't do it. We haven't seen nothing come out of the United States government denying or confirming that our government did it. So it's a real mystery as to why the internet went down for 9 hours in North Korea. Now, I can only speculate.
Right. Now, what, you're an expert at this stuff. What kind of insight would make you speculate whatever it is you're speculating? What are you speculating?
Well, I mean, to me, I think the most likely scenario is either the U.S. or some other party took it upon itself to warn, punish, chill North Korea by showing how easy it is to knock them offline for a few hours. It could have been the U.S. There are some who say, nah, it wouldn't be, but I mean, and if it was the U.S., I don't think we're going to get a press release coming out of the Obama administration telling us, because this is not the kind of thing that they would talk about. It could have been the North Koreans themselves, either doing it for propaganda purposes or doing it for maintenance purposes or doing it to prevent the cyber attack. I wouldn't rule it out. Some have speculated China. China's denied it. I don't see any reason why China would necessarily lie about that, although the cables that go into North Korea come through China. And here's the other thing I know, is that if you wanted to knock France off the internet, it would be a really major hack, and it would not be easy. Knocking North Korea off the internet would probably be like knocking off a local dry cleaning shop. I mean, it's not a huge infrastructure to begin with. It would not be that hard to do a denial of service attack where you basically overwhelm it with little capacity it has. It would not be that hard to do what's called a DNS attack where you disrupt the servers that route traffic between one country and websites within the country. There are lots of ways it could have been done, and there are lots of actors who could have done it, including lone hackers. And in the case of North Korea, I'm not saying that a lone hacker could knock the U.S. off the web, but knocking North Korea off the web wouldn't be all that hard.
All right, as the man said. Up next, number six. You figured it, because we just did number seven here on the countdown.
You pick up
of the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item this week on our Talk Radio Review has to do with Christmas and the holiday week that we've just been through. This past week on the Good Day program, I continued our annual tradition of addressing the question of whether there really is a Santa Claus with my recitation of Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. The story of Virginia O'Hanlon. The story about whether or not there is a Santa Claus that was unearthed in a letter from an 8-year-old girl. She writes, I am 8 years old. Some of my friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it is so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? It was signed Virginia O'Hanlon. So the editor of the newspaper wrote this back. The New York Sun. This was in 1897, I believe. Virginia, your friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their small minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men or children, are small. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would the world be if there were no Santa Claus? How dreary, in fact. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There'd be no childlike faith, then no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and in sight. The external light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your father to hire men to watch in all the chimneys all around the world on Christmas to see if he can catch Santa Claus. But even if you didn't see Santa coming down the tree, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa. But that's no sign there isn't a Santa. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. but that's no proof that they aren't there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You'd tear apart the baby's rattle, see what makes the noise inside. But there is a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest man, not even the united strength of all the strongest men in the world who ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance, those things can push aside that curtain and view and picture the beauty, the glory beyond that which we see. Is it all real? Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives and will live forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, may 10,000 years from now, Santa will continue to make glad the hearts of children. The fellow who was the editor of the New York Sun was Francis Church. And the letter he got was something that he felt he had to respond to. And so for all of us, there has never been a Christmas that I've done this program live that I haven't read that. Because I do think it's a simple way, a simple message of us having not only an understanding that whatever is real doesn't necessarily have to be something that you can see or taste or touch or smell or hear. It's, there are things, thoughts, that are just things that are real. And Santa Claus, hopefully, is a real thought in your mind and the mind of the people you care about. All right, number five, as we continue on, up in a matter of moments here on the countdown.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War, but few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. I thought, and I'm riding a Harley Davidson, and I thought, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Love the mask. Responsibly.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Doug Steffen here with this week's Countdown, the most talked about topics on talk radio, reviewing where we are at this point on the countdown, starting at number 10, the Sports Talk Radio Conversations, Passing of Joe Cocker, number 9, Good News for the Economy, number 8, North Korea's Internet Failings, number 7, The Situation with Christmas, number 6, and for those of you who are celebrating, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, hopefully everything is well with you and you've had a good holiday. The number 5 issue this week has to do with ISIS. Here's host Jim Scott with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle. They discuss a report the U.S. ground forces are engaging more and more in combat with the ISIS.
There's a task force out that denies reports that U.S. forces have engaged in ground combat with ISIS. What's the truth?
Well, war does not take a holiday, Jim. As holiday season begins, many of our country's finest military personnel and their families will face yet another holiday away from their loved ones. And contrary to reports coming out of Iraq, U.S. troops have not engaged in ground combat with ISIS, Jim.
Mm-hmm. And who says so?
Gary Bosher, he's a spokesman for the Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve, said the reports are unfounded. Throughout the past week, Iraqi forces have engagements with ISIS in the vicinity of Assad Air Base. However, U.S. forces weren't part of those engagements, Jim. And in the past week, news organizations such as the Daily Mail in England have reported what they claim was the first ground battle between U.S. forces and ISIS. And, of course, U.S. and coalition forces made more than 1,300 airstrikes against ISIS targets in Iraq since August 8th, when the campaign, later named Operation Inherent Resolve, began, Jim.
Okay. I do hope that we get more information out as to hopefully some success against ISIS. This is going to take a while, isn't it, Colonel?
It is. And, of course, those guys are ground in some of those areas up there with the villagers. It's hard to tell the good guys from the bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have special forces on the ground there. Some of my friends are there, special ops guys. It's difficult. But this Christmas, say a few extra prayers for our military people and their families because they're going to be away from each other for some time during the holidays.
Number 4. Number 4 item is a familiar landscape. Who's running for president? More names being batted about, as it would be the case, get closer to 2016. Hello, this is still the end of 2014. Talk host Matt Patrick here with political analyst Dr. Cal Gilson. They discuss how much it is projected to cost candidates who win the White House. What's going to be the price tag in 2016?
We're hearing this $1 billion price tag being thrown around, and it's a staggering thing to think about. Is that truly what it's going to cost for somebody to win the White House 2 years from now?
Yeah, it's a lot of money, but in fact, both campaigns in 2012, both Obama and Romney spent $1 billion. And then there were a lot of outside spending not controlled by the campaign, and it all added up to about $4 billion. And I think this next time around in 2016, we're looking at least that. And if it turns out to be well-established, long-time candidates, say Hillary Clinton against Jeb Bush, it could go to $1.3, $1.4 billion a piece.
Now, does that pretty much weed out some of the other more, I don't know if I want to use the word grassroots candidates, but, you know, the Tea Party favorites like Rand Paul or Ted Cruz, or on the other side, progressive baby like Elizabeth Warren? Do they have that kind of financial ability, or the ability to raise those kind of monies to participate in this?
Well, that $1 billion or $1.3, whatever it turns out to be, is over the entire cycle, including the general election. So what someone needs to contest the early primaries, to sort of measure themselves against the field, is in the tens of millions of dollars, $50 to $100 million for a top level candidate. But if you had, say, $30 million, you could go to Iowa, you could go to New Hampshire, and if you won one of those, then you get all that attention that comes before the next set of primaries, and the money begins to roll in. But clearly, if you've got a big financial advantage going in and big name recognition, you start strong, but that's no guarantee.
I read in the Financial Times, Doctor, that it takes at least $100 million just to be considered a viable candidate, even in the primaries. And I know you said tens all the way up to $100 million. How big do you think the field will be on either side or both sides of the political aisle in terms of, you know, number of candidates who can afford that?
Yeah, the Republican side is going to be very, very large. There are already 12 or 13 candidates that people think of as being legitimate. In different tiers, you've got people like Jeb Bush of Florida and Chris Christie of New Jersey that will start out as the institutional Republican Party favorites. They'll be very well funded, particularly Jeb Bush, out of his father's and brother's financial contributors, but Christie will draw out of New York.
What about Mitt Romney, Doctor? Would he be up for round three? Certainly, he's got the funds.
Well, he does have the funds. There would need to be a family meeting to see whether or not he's going to make a third run and put tens of millions of dollars of family money into another try. But he's sort of looking at it out of the corner of his eye. But I think Jeb Bush's declaration that he was seriously looking at it was meant to hold Romney in place.
Number three. Interesting. Okay, number three. You were wondering when we were going to get to this, right? Sony's release of The Interview, the movie The Interview. Here's host Paul W. Smith talking to Jim Ryan from ABC about Sony's decision to release The Interview to theaters and then to stream it online, as if this whole mess could actually be some kind of promotional stunt after all.
After a national clamor to release the film, despite threats, Sony is going to be showing that Seth Rogen, James Franco comedy that has gotten panned already for people who were able to see it, but it'll have great box office numbers. The film, The Interview, I don't recommend that they promote films this way anymore with the threats of theaters being blown up and all the rest of it.
So you think that Sony has cooked up this whole thing?
No, never. No, that was that part's a joke. I'm suggesting they don't try it again. It will do wonders for their box office numbers because I hear the film is not good.
That's what I've heard, sir. I haven't heard really great reviews about this movie as a movie, but certainly as a public relations effort, as a means of getting butts in the seats, this is certainly one way to do it. I think every ticket that was offered online in the theaters here in Dallas and in Atlanta, the first two theaters that announced that they were actually going to show it, that were snatched up within just a very few minutes. People went online and they bought them. Now, is that because they are seriously like Seth Rogen and James Franco and they think this is going to be a great movie? Or is it because they want to thumb their nose at North Korea, which desperately wants people not to go see it? Or is it sort of a statement about free speech and the ability of Sony Corporation to...
I think
it's maybe one, a little of each.
It's all of those, isn't it? And I heard that the Draft House Cinema in Dallas is going to be one of the first theaters showing it. And I hear a guy named Jim Ryan has already bought his ticket.
That's exactly right. And, of course, I'm going to see it for none of those reasons. I'm going to see it because I've been assigned to go see it, Folder.
Boy, I'd like to be assigned to go see some movies. Doggone it. Not necessarily that one, but at least three Metro Detroit theaters and one in the Upper Peninsula are among those nationwide planning to screen The Interview. So that's going to happen right here in Detroit. People want a chance to see it. And so,
these are all kind of, they're sort of art house movies, you know, smaller theaters. They're not associated with the big chains. And so, it's sort of an interesting phenomenon. It'll boost their, certainly their revenues as smaller theaters. About 200 across the country at last count, I think, have agreed that they will be showing it, a far cry from the 2,000 that Sony initially had planned to distribute it to.
Yeah, well, I think you'll be finding it on those 2,000 one way or another. The Interview is a comedy, for those of you who have been asleep for a month or so, about a plot to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It actually was released online Christmas Eve, in theaters on Christmas Day, and the situation with Sony continues to be a focus because it looks like it was an inside job, and maybe even it was a big promotional stunt after all. It was, it's just amazing how much attention. This has been pretty much the number one discussion topic on my Good Day program, and it turns out to be the number three issue. How, in fact, has it done at the box office where it was played? Places sold out. It really did. Pretty funny. But again, the whole idea, it was $68 million movies. They spent $15 million promoting it. And now one wonders, it pulled in $4 million in limited theatrical release just on the first day of the weekend. So that's the story with The Interview. That's the number three issue this week on our Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll wrap it up with numbers 2 and 1 as we continue to work toward the top of the hour here on the Countdown.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A
light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's a heavy beer. It's
definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Love beer, love responsibly.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles. Equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American free enterprise system is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8255. 8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded to take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This week on Geico Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today. Number two
item on the countdown has to do with the shooting in Missouri, St. Louis County. The town was Berkeley. Host Bill Handel talking about the shooting this week involving yet another white police officer shooting a black teenager.
Oh, another shooting. This one in Berkeley, Missouri, about a mile and a half away from Ferguson, and white cop shooting a black kid, 18-year-old black male. The officer, 34 and white, 6-year veteran of the department. And, of course, as always, when a shooting occurs, whether someone is hit or not, investigative leave, which is standard, and the cop is put on desk duty or sometimes just sent home with a paid suspension for a moment or two until the investigation. Now, based on what we are hearing and what the reports are, and everything seems indicated, this looks like a righteous shooting. By the way, righteous not in the moral sense, but righteous is the way it's described. Let me rephrase that. This looks like a in-policy shooting where the police officer did nothing wrong. Acted totally appropriately. So you have this cop who is doing a routine check, a business check. As you know, police officers drive around at night and they do checks at various businesses at a mobile station about 11:15 when the shooting happened. So the police officer sees two people in the parking lot of this mobile station and goes up and begins talking with them. And according to the police, one of the people approach the driver's side of the vehicle, the police vehicle, and at that point produced a pistol with his arm straight out, pointing it straight at the officer from across the hood. And at that point, the officer got his service rifle, fired what we think is 3 shots, hitting the suspect, the young 18-year-old, and killing him. And his mom shows up and, of course, loses it. And there's a photo out there of her doing that. And as you would no doubt understand and probably do under the same circumstances, she gets absolutely hysterical. Now, the point of this story is that here we have another white officer shooting a young black male. And it really doesn't matter for many people. Under any circumstances, shooting a young black male is excessive police force and clearly racial profiling and straight-out racism. That if it weren't a black kid, he would never have been shot. And even if he was pointing a gun at the officer, it really doesn't matter because it's racism. As ridiculous as that sounds, I think that's the position of many people.
Yep, I agree with that. What about you? Do you agree, disagree? You can always send comments to us here on the countdown. It's Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can follow some of the issues, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, or if you have a quick moment and you want to respond as the issues are being discussed, we got to do it fairly quickly. 888-302-3684 is the number to dial in. Okay, so that's the update on the latest shooting. Sadly, there are plenty of them to talk about, and that sort of wraps up in number one, the number one position in a matter of moments here in the countdown.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one item and or issue this week on the countdown, the protesting of police, the killing of the police in New York City. During the Good Day program this week, I spoke to Ray Suarez, used to be on NPR, now is on Al Jazeera, about the shooting of these officers in New York and the protests that have been carried out and what's going on with Mayor Blah Blasio.
As a native New Yorker, as a person born and raised there, but not living there now, I couldn't imagine a worse scenario, a worse sequence of circumstances to face both police and the mayor, given that there had to be some sort of leadership response to the killings of Akai Gurley and Eric Garner, Ray Marley, those killings had to have some sort of response from de Blasio. And the rank and file of the New York City Police Department kind of painted them into a corner where the only acceptable response was to back them to the hill, or else he would be accused of whatever outrages followed.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, as if on cue, this guy comes roaring out of Baltimore after shooting his girlfriend and just dunks the city into boiling water. It really would have been impossible to imagine a worse series of events. Now the mayor has to figure out how to step over these eggshells.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what he does, the people who think that he is hostile to cops are going to run to the microphones and blast him.
So does
no
he
matter
get,
what he does.
Did he get recalled? The police leagues say they want him to resign. I mean, this is certainly, I can't imagine this happening with Bloomberg there, frankly, but that's just my own spin on it. I'm not in New York, you are. Do the police have enough hooch to get a recall for this guy?
No, absolutely not. That's not happening. And, you know, the unspoken irony of that is that most cops don't even live in the city.
Yeah.
So how a bunch of uniformed civil servants who live in northern New Jersey and Long Island are going to get the mayor, who was elected with like 2-1 vote, recalled is an interesting question.
All right, so as we pursue this one more step here on the countdown, here's host Steve Scott talking to Edward Isaac DeVore from Politico.com about how the protests there in New York City following the shooting of the two police officers have turned into a nightmare for the mayor.
What is Mayor Bill de Blasio's nightmare?
Well, the breakdown in the relationship with the police department has obviously reached an intense level at this point. Even before the shooting of the officers over the weekend, things were bad, but it has really accentuated just how bad things are. What the aftermath of that has been between what Pat Lynch has said about the blood being on the mayor's hands to the way that the mayor has handled this.
For a mayor, if you lose the cops, have you lost your city?
It's very hard, and one of the things that the mayor is dealing with is that he was obviously an anti-establishment politician, anti-establishment candidate when he ran for mayor, but now he is the mayor of New York City. He is the police department is his police department, and navigating that relationship has been very difficult for him.
Family squabbles are okay, but the real trouble, I think, erupts when those family squabbles go public. Is that what has happened here?
That's part of what's happened here, but there is a tension that goes back to last year during the campaign when the then candidate de Blasio was trying to get support from parts of the city by talking about the overreach of the police department on stop and frisk, and police officers, many of them felt like they were being blamed for problems, felt like they were being targeted essentially politically by de Blasio. As he came in as mayor, that relationship has continued to be trouble, and for it to erupt in this way over such a tragedy of these two officers being shot has caused it to be even worse.
You know, this was a mayor who was elected with something like 72% of the vote just a year ago. Do you think this outcry has stunned him, taken him by surprise?
Well, it seems like he has been somewhat taken by surprise if you just look at what happened at the press conference when he was blaming reporters for aggravating tensions and swinging this way and that and talking about how things were worse in the 70s in Boston when he was growing up. This is not the same guy who was standing there last November with that, as you say, huge margin and very reasonably, justifiably confident in the showing that he had among the electorate.
All right, so that's the top 10. You'll find them listed at DougStephan.com along with our poll of the top 10 talk topics of the week. You tell us what you think is number one. We've listed them in the order of what the research shows, but it may be that with you there's something other than the police killings, the protests there. That's number one. Check it out and fill it out, if you will. Let us know at DougStephan.com. That's our overview of the hot hits in talk radio for this week. The last week, the last full week of the year, 2014. I'm Doug Stephan.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.